MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Lee Naik, as CEO at TransUnion Africa. Lee, appreciate the early morning time. Q1 2025 Mobility Insights Report. This is a new report from TransUnion Africa. Give us a quick thought on the process and methodology.
Thanks, Simon. Well, we've been around for a long time, some 125 years in South Africa, and we've been tracking the vehicle pricing index for quite a while. Effectively, we want to understand what is going on with vehicle sales in South Africa, and predominantly the relationship between new cars and used cars. And as you've heard just a few days ago from Mikhail Mabasa from NAMSA, we had a growth of 15.6% vehicle sales increase in July, right? So clearly something's happening. And what we wanted to understand with a new version of this almost 20-year-old report, now we call it the Mobility Insights Report, is there's a lot going on with generations and how people behave. And we want to get stuck into understanding patterns so that the industry can respond in good time.
I get your point, and it is for that response. And the key thing, the number that jumped out at me, passenger sales, this is Q1, up 20-odd%, 102,000. It's the highest quarterly figure in more than 9 years. I mean, we all looked at that 50,000 number for July, and we're excited about that. But actually, the industry's been growing, and sales have been increasing.
Absolutely. It's been about 6 quarters now. So something is in the water, and it's not just the announcement of the latest interest rate decrease that kicks in momentarily. It's been a period of behaviors, I believe, Simon, that we need to unpack somewhat slightly. If you go back some 6 quarters going into the second half of last year, we heard about the two-pot system, people being able to access retirement savings. We then saw the decrease of interest rates. And what we've seen, Simon, over the last 6 quarters, call it 5 quarters until the end of quarter one, is we've seen an improvement in household income. That means that we have a certain level of debt to banks and other lenders, and that percent has decreased. In fact, that number's gone down from around 62.4 to around 62%. Not a big number in terms of decrease, but what it tells us that people have access to more money at a household level. And two things happen. One, people do start to pay down their debts because we've now been in a culture and a habit of becoming better educated about the importance of credit. And secondly, as the market has changed and the entry of Chinese vehicles have come in, for around the same time as the report has shown a massive improvement, we know that the Chinese vehicles have put a proposition on the table that makes this new cohort of consumers, specifically Generation Y and Z, really want to get into vehicles regardless of how they look and how they drive.
And that's it. And the other key thing which stands out, I think we all know this, because if you stop at a robot, certainly in Johannesburg, I imagine the other cities as well, we're seeing a lot of Chinese vehicles coming in. One of the data points is Suzuki is now the second largest vehicle after behind a Toyota, overtaking Volkswagen. It is a lot of the new sort of age brands, in a sense.
Well, absolutely. But I think the key point to point out is that post the pandemic, and if you think back to you and myself for a second, I would like to firmly state as a hypothesis that Simon's priorities changed in the period of the pandemic. What is important to Simon pre-pandemic? And I'd like to believe that Simon post-pandemic is less materialistic. I hope so. And what you think about buying things, having assets, it's really powerful as to what's changed. So the consumer now realizes that we got to prioritize things that are important. Now, in an economy where unemployment is so high, this cohort of youngsters, Simon, much younger than you and I, what they're starting to do is they're starting to signal to us that they are optimistic about South Africa's future. They believe that we can get from the 1.5% GDP to the 3% and more by 2030. And they're starting to act in a different way. So they aren't as brand loyal. There's no brand affinity. If you can put them into a vehicle with unlimited kilometer warranty on the engine, you give them a tank of free fuel for the year, they're going to go in. So brand affinity has changed. And there's a subtle optimism in this youth. Now, back in the report you have in front of you, it clearly states that the biggest growth contributor to vehicle asset finance came from these two cohorts of our consumer population. The Gen Xers like you and I, the baby boomers, they've been a lot more conservative. So I think that people want to get active. People want to take control back as consumers. And we've done lots of studies around the correlation between transport poverty and financial poverty. And we believe that the entry of the Asian vehicles is a signal that we could do better, we can drive better inclusion of people participating in the economy. And by driving that, Simon, we get SMMEs up and running. And as you and I both know, they're the ones that create jobs in our economy.
And that's a great point, because, I mean, the Chinese cars are great cars. They're great prices. They're not the traditional sort of luxury German sedan. And I like your point around not showing off anymore. And maybe, because the next point was, we're keeping our cars longer, 6 to 8 years. Previously, used to be closer to 5. And that directly plays into your, we're not trying to impress the neighbors anymore so much.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I use myself as an example. I had a certain pattern of buying cars prior to the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Always bought a car every 3 years. I had this apprehension that my car would break on, you know, one day after 3 years. Post-pandemic, I have not changed my car. Because I've realized that actually these cars are meant to last. And if it does break, what do I do about it? So there's definitely something around how people behave. Now, the point about priorities changing and the that moment was in the pandemic. We saw in the pandemic, and we study this every single quarter, we found that in the pandemic, people were selling their second car and they're moving from a single sedan to a mid-size SUV. They really want the big SUV. They would do a crossover and they would realize that actually I could drop the wife off or the husband off on my way to work. So inevitably, the cycle has changed. Now, we may see a new pattern with the entry of much, much cheaper vehicles coming into the market, Simon. But it's important to know that our behaviors has changed. The second point that you don't have in front of you is that only 39% of insured vehicles on the road today are actually financed.
Yeah.
A second correlating data point that people are holding on to vehicles longer. And for us as a motor vehicle industry that wants to sell a car to a Simon or a Lee, we're going to change how we position the car. It's going to talk the language and the tone of what Simon wants and Lee wants in where we are today, because we aren't infatuated with a new model, a new color, new stripes on the car. So we're now starting to ask the question, what is it we want from our banks, our lenders, from the car manufacturer? And it's more than just price. It's about value. It's about doing good for the community. Mm. We're actually now taking control back as consumers, Simon, and we're asking a lot more from the industry.
Absolutely. And it ties in with the other point, and we're out of time, so we won't dig into it, but the younger buyers are using social media, and that isn't a surprise, but absolutely there is that shift. We'll leave it there. Lee Naik, CEO, TransUnion African, appreciate the early morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.